When Carter's best friend Anthony Bertram had suggested that he work on a movie of all things, Carter had thought he was insane. "I'm a baseball player," he'd said. "The last thing I wrote was probably some essay in the fifth grade, also about baseball." Anthony had waved his hand dismissively. "You won't have to write a damn thing. You'll be playing a supervisor, making sure things stay on schedule and on budget." Carter had told Anthony to go find someone actually qualified, but Anthony had somehow gotten it into his brain that Carter should do the job. And when he told Carter he needed someone he could trust at the helm, Carter had given in. When he'd arrived on Hazel Island yesterday morning to begin the job, he'd expected to be bored out of his mind and wishing to get back to playing ball within a week. But now, Carter was having too much fun pissing off this gorgeous little blonde Spitfire. Seeing her sputter in shock after she'd found out his identity was the most hilarious thing he'd experienced in a long time. Lucy. That was her name. It fit her, Carter thought. With her pointy chin and blazing green eyes, she looked like some elfin creature you'd find deep in the woods. At that moment, her color was high, and she seemed close to punching somebody. That only made Carter smile wider.
Are you sure? Stammered Lucy as she shot a glance at Pamela. Is this a joke?
He's the executive producer,
hissed Pamela before she said to Carter,
I'm so sorry, Mr. Roberts. Lucy has had a long day. I'm sure she's horribly sorry for how rude she's been.
Lucy didn't look the least bit sorry this time either, and Carter had to bite the inside of his cheek to keep from laughing. He wasn't normally the type of guy to needle a pretty girl like this, but something about the way she'd put her hands on her hips and told him to eat shit earlier had intrigued him. Lucy visibly swallowed as she kept looking from Pamela to Carter.
I'm so sorry, she croaked. I didn't realize.
Oh, that's not a problem. I'm sure you can make it up to me somehow. She squared her shoulders, muttered an apology, and promptly stalked off. Carter wasn't mad that she was walking away. It gave him a great view of her ass, nice and round in her tight jeans.